Therefore, let every man learn his duty and to act in the office to which he is appointed in all diligence. He that is slothful shall not be counted worthy to stand, and he that learns not his duty and shows himself not approved shall not be counted worthy to stand. Even so, amen, close quote. We are to learn our duty from the Lord, and then we are to act in all diligence, never being lazy or slothful. The pattern is simple, but not easy to follow. We are so easily distracted. Studying the daily news can appear more interesting than the priesthood lesson manual. Sitting down to rest can be more attractive than making appointments to visit those who need our priesthood service. When I find myself drawn away from my priesthood duties by other interests, and when my body begs for rest, I give to myself this rallying cry, remember him. The Lord is our perfect example of diligence in priesthood service. He is our captain. He called us. He goes before us. He chose us to follow him and to bring others with us. This evening, I remember him, and it stirs my heart. This is the Saturday night before Easter Sunday, when you remember his resurrection. I remember his example in the days before.
Presidents, you'll have occasion to ask, and your missionaries will have many occasions to ask, why is this so hard? Why doesn't it go better? Why can't our success be more rapid? Why aren't there more people joining the church? It is the truth. We believe in angels. We trust in miracles. Why don't people just flock to the font? Why isn't the only risk in the mission field that of pneumonia? Just being soaking wet all day and all night in the baptismal font. Why isn't it easier, President? Why do the people not understand, President? Why do they reject us, President? Can't they see this? These are things that a 19 and a 20 and a 21 and a 22-year-old will ask. They're things that I've asked. I've thought about it a great deal. I offer this as my personal feeling. It's not church doctrine per se. It's just my feeling to you as you prepare to go into the mission field. I am convinced that missionary work is not easy because salvation is not a cheap experience. Salvation was never easy. We are the Church of Jesus Christ. This is the truth. He is our great eternal head. Why would we believe? Why would we think that it would be easy for us when it was never, ever easy for him? In turn, how could we possibly bear any moving, lasting testimony of the atonement if we've never known or felt anything of such an experience? As missionaries, we're proud to say that we're disciples of Christ, and we are. But mark my word, that means you must be prepared to walk something of the path he walked, to feel something, a little of the pain he felt, to at least occasionally, sometime during your mission, shed one of the tears of sorrow that he shed. Now, please don't misunderstand. I'm not saying you have to look for sorrow, and I'm not saying that we experience anything anywhere near what Christ experienced. That would be presumptuous and frankly sacrilegious. But I believe that missionaries and investigators, to come to the truth, to come to salvation, to come to repentance, to come to know something of the price that has been paid, will have to pay a token of that same price. It'll only be a token, but I believe it has to be paid. I don't believe missionary work has ever been easy, nor that conversion is, nor that retention is, nor that continued faithfulness in the church is. I believe it's supposed to require something of our soul. If Jesus could plead in the night, falling on his face, bleeding from every pore, and crying, "Abba, Father, Papa, remove this cup from me," well, little wonder that salvation is not a whimsical or easy thing for a missionary. This is the living Son of the living God saying, "Isn't there some other way?" So, presidents, if your missionaries wonder why this isn't easy, they should remember they're not the first ones to ask that. Someone a lot greater. And a lot better. Asked it a long time ago. He asked if there wasn't a less excruciating way. And for him, there wasn't. And so perhaps for us, in token symbolism, there won't be an entirely easy way either. Now, presidents, if the missionaries can come to love and appreciate it, the atonement will carry them. Perhaps even more important than it will carry their investigators. You let them know that when they struggle, when they are rejected, when they're spit upon and cast out and made a hiss and a byword, they are standing shoulder to shoulder with the best life this world has ever known. The only pure and perfect missionary that ever lived. They have every reason to stand tall and to be grateful that the Savior and Redeemer of the world knows all about their sorrows and their afflictions, and that for a moment or two in their lives, they will understand what he went through for them.
From the cross on Calvary, the Savior announced, "It is finished." Then his spirit left his body, and his mortal remains were placed lovingly in a tomb. He taught us a lesson by what he did in 3 days in the spirit world before his resurrection, which I remember whenever I am tempted to feel that I have finished some hard task in his service and deserve a rest. The Savior's example gives me courage to press on. His labors and mortality were finished, but he entered the spirit world determined to continue his glorious work to save souls. Now with this counsel to the Lord's priesthood servants, ponder deeply and diligently in the scriptures and in the words of living prophets. Persist in prayer for the Holy Ghost to reveal to you the nature of God, the Father, and his beloved Son. Plead that the Spirit will show you what the Lord wants you to do. Plan to do it. Promise him to obey. Act with determination until you have done what he asked, and then pray to give thanks for the opportunity to serve and to know what you might do next. I testify that our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ live. They are resurrected and glorified beings who love us and watch over us. The keys of the priesthood were restored by heavenly messengers to the prophet Joseph Smith. They have been passed in an unbroken line to President Thomas S. Monson. Those keys are held by each of the living apostles. I leave you my blessing that you may come to feel by the Spirit the magnitude of the trust and promises you have received as ordained priesthood servants in the Lord's true church, in the sacred name of Jesus Christ. Amen.